Anyway, yes, Pig Smoke Session 10. We started Craig a little late, so just a quick rundown. The staff is on winter break, wherein they got a week of personal time, but now have to go through continuing educational credits in a trans-dimensional setting. But it is a five-star resort with 6 hours per day worth of CEC credits being flung at them in ways of dictation, lots of Excel spreadsheets, and PowerPoint presentations.
Now,
some forward progress was made on various characters' projects. Something that, let's see, Seymour asked about while you were gone there, Nick, was asking about his skeletons. The brochures you were given actually say that, you know, it's just staff. So if you have a what are they called?
A plus one?
Yeah, no plus ones. No plus ones invited.
I was asking about my service skeleton.
Yeah, okay, go ahead and make me a bureaucracy roll if you can make that fly.
Well, Naomi's technically part of the staff, right?
No, she's not.
Technically, I mean, she's...
I've got all the time in the world. It'll be time consuming to go through all the paperwork. Unless you're telling me something otherwise, I'm willing to just take the time and...
So you rolled an 8.
You get what you want, but pick one. It'll be time consuming.
Well, you don't have time. That's the thing. Oh, you don't have time.
I owe someone else. I need to do something for someone else in return.
Sure. So what happens in return is Marge in the travel department, 73-year-old Marge with her Coke bottle glasses, pink dyed hair, and chomping on cigarettes, which she's not able to light on campus, no smoking. Would find it wonderful if such an esteemed member of staff, such as yourself, takes her daughter out on a night on the town sometime when she starts school next semester.
Okay.
It's a trap.
76-year-old Marge has a college-age daughter?
Well, Marge is still, you know, gets around, so.
Go Marge.
It's a trap.
I nod and agree, thinking, yes, show her around town. As long as she's not in my class.
A double trap right there.
I nod and smile and agree. That's future Mortimer's problem.
That's the spirit.
Okay, so you're able to get a waiver for your emotional support skeleton.
Could I get a waiver for my emotional support girlfriend?
You're trying to get Nemu in?
Absolutely I am.
Roll me some red tape and see if you can't get her in some form or fashion.
Mortimer, can you help a brother out?
What? I'm sorry, I've already owed enough favors. You can do it.
Mortimer.
I'll help you out.
All right. Your help comes with contracts.
I just need you to help me with this research paper I'm working on. With credit?
Yes, I will do that so long as you get her on the trip.
Deal? All right. So I will.
You want to do it for him or do you just want to help him?
Either way. How do you want me to do it?
I might be functionally illiterate.
I've got a plus one of bureaucracy total, so.
I might be functionally illiterate.
How do you only have a plus one of bureaucracy, not a plus two?
Because everything else is charisma.
Ah, okay.
Yes. I can fling spells and whatnot, but...
Eh. All right, so here's how this will happen then. So you're doing this for him. Your result will, of course, count for what happens with Nemu, but also if you suffer any backlash, both of you will suffer it.
Absolutely.
This is why I didn't want to do it.
And the deal was that Galahad is now going to be an underwriter on your paper. He's going to be a contributing author. All right.
Yep.
Benefits us both that way.
Yep. It just, I always feel like you get the better end of all these deals.
Well, that's why I'm a very good negotiator. I love making deals.
All right, go ahead and give us a roll.
Yes!
Hey, no problem. No strings attached either. So how do you get an invite for her?
She is still technically a TA for me.
All right, well, yeah, well let's let Solomon figure that out, because TAs were not permitted.
I have her listed as his medical caregiver.
Ooh, okay.
With just a whole list of embarrassing medical problems that I've had to come up with, like incontinence.
Don't forget all the mental disorders. I mean, he is a mind mage.
Yep. The whole imposter syndrome, Munchausen by proxy syndrome.
Ew.
Borderline personality disorder, vertigo, explosive flatulence, and...
explosive diarrhea? Gotta use the classic?
Yeah, sonic diarrhea.
Sonic.
You don't want that.
No.
So yeah, she's his medical caregiver.
Okay, well, that all checks out. So the way you're getting there is everyone is going to be portaled there in the main square of the campus at 9 o'clock a.m. Monday.
I make sure to get the proper red vest with the indication that it's a service skeleton.
Right. So when people ask to pet your skeleton, you have to tell them no, because he's a service animal.
I'm just going to have Doug tidy up my office while I'm gone.
Okay, any other preparations you want to make? Again, you were told that this is basically a winter wonderland. There will be skiing, there will be hot spring spas, 5-star resort, but 6 grueling hours of boring presentations a day.
Making sure I got my flask. That's all.
I'm going to get out, I guess, see if I can't get some skis, some winter gear, and whatnot, and then I just want to see if I can talk with someone from summoning and binding. Oh, wait. Hey, King.
Mm-hmm.
What traditional horrific thing exists within the Winter Wonderland?
I mean, aside from the cannibal yetis?
Something more awful.
Oh, you want the cryo spiders.
Ah, cryo spiders. How do we kill those?
Oh, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. So, any basic items you want to bring along? No problem.
I don't do anything special, Bert. I just do common sense packing, winter clothes, swimsuit for the hot tub, etc., etc.
Mm-hmm.
Common sense stuff.
I'm going to see if anyone from Foresight is coming along on this trip.
They're already there.
That makes sense.
That's a good sign. They weren't at the student party.
Yep, I agree. That's a reasonable sign.
You know, I've always wanted to go to one of their classes, but I've never been able to find it.
Yep. As far as I know, they don't exist. So, all right, well.
No, I've met a student. It was a cross student who was an undead and...
What is he all upset about?
And Foresight. Apparently, they saw their own death and figured they want to try to become a lit.
Oh, that would make me cross, too.
How about the rest of your staff, for those of you that have it? You releasing them for this period? Or are you leaving them with work?
Yeah, my TA is free to go.
You have several. You've got... what, Garfanovic, the protector of the office? I may have killed the pronunciation on that.
Oh yeah, he's good to go for a bit.
All right.
My TA is free to go ringwraith it up.
And mine as well.
I didn't know you had a ringwraith for a TA.
Thank you. I appreciate the joke.
Already there are sirens in the background, boding ill for this whole measure.
But the Foresight Department's there.
You arrive on time or early?
A little bit early.
Yeah, I want to be able to check in at our leisure.
I am on time. If not a little late.
Okay. All right. So those of you that came early, yes, the rest of the staff is here milling around. All of you know.
How do we get there?
At least perfunctory. This is just the square, the Pig Smoke University.
Okay.
They are a couple of the dean's helpers around. They seem to be setting up a portal. Portal stones are out. Some enchanting going on. Small sacrifice in the middle. Can't quite see what's being sacrificed. But anyway, the portal's opened. And there is a bursar there who is checking off names as you're stepping forward. Checked your name off on a list. A name badge is handed to you that you are instructed you should keep this with you at all times while in the plane, or unfortunate things might happen.
I keep it on. I make sure to attach it to me as much as I can.
They have you sign off on the usual travel waivers that, of course, you know, if you're accidentally co-located or transcended into physical objects on the other end, it is not the university's fault, blah, 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 blah. Sign here.
Death and dismemberment waivers.
Yes, it's the death and dismemberment waivers. All right, so those of you who were there early, this around the time... this is when Galahad shows up at the end of the queue. You're one of the last ones that are handed your name badge. It has your name on the front and what college that you teach out of. So Pig Smoke University. So this seems like it might be an intra-college affair going on. Mm-hmm. And what particular branch of education that you're in. On the back is also your room appointment. So it tells you what room number you're in, and your magnetic card for your room is on the back as well.
Room for the presentations or like hotel room?
Hotel rooms.
I guess.
All right. So people start stepping through. You guys are, do you want to be first, middle, or last going through?
That's wherever. I'll just naturally move in with, like, try and merge with the line, so wherever that winds up.
Okay, that is Solomon. How about Galahad and Samor? What are you guys doing?
The sooner I get in, the better.
Yeah, I just try to get in and, you know, look out for, keep an eye out for Allison, but other than that, get in.
Okay, well then you guys are teleported just fine. You are in a lobby of a very well-appointed hotel. The floor beneath you is a combination of hardwoods and marble. Everything's got this brass and glass look to it. There are large gabled windows that overlook just a frozen hellscape beyond. Solomon, you know exactly where you are.
It looks very familiar.
Especially when someone walks up to you, a concierge that's wearing a very nice red and gold outfit. That's Samuel. He's like, "Hey, Solomon!
Sammy!
We're in hell!
Solomon, dude, you are in the ninth circle of hell.
Hey, where I summoned up the Christmas vibe from last time.
I'd say, oh God, but shouldn't it be, oh Lucifer?
Yes. Yes, it should be.
Samuel gives you the little hand jive as that takes a full
elaborate handshake.
I just turned and maybe I go.
How's the family, Sammy?
I'm so sorry.
Doing well. Going up in the organization, you know how it is. This is just a side gig. Looking at his uniform, he's slightly embarrassed. Off season and all, you know, not allowed to go out and harvest the souls. Got to make ends meet somehow.
Hey, it's a gig economy, man.
Exactly. Hey, he kind of pulls you aside.
Yeah?
you know, just because we go way back and help me out a few times, is just watch yourself this weekend, Solomon. There's some awfully hinky things going on here.
Oh, what a surprise.
Hey, Galahad, if the PowerPoint's bore us to death, does that mean our soul will be trapped in hell eternally?
You're talking to the wrong man.
Yeah, you guys haven't clued in. You just see this winter hellscape out the windows. The inside's very nice, though. It's kept to a very nice degree of warmth. There's the sounds of birds being pumped over the intercom system with an underbed, a very light music.
Oh, man.
So people are checking in at the desk, being told where their room's assignments are, etc. There are several banks of elevators. Today is a free day. There is no course today, but there is a mandatory dinner tonight. You've got the run of the place for the next 6 hours or so.
Then I'm going to get myself situated and then go over to Solomon King, who seems to have already met a buddy. Have my service skeleton, unless there's a bellhop, ask my service skeleton to act as my bellhop. And take my bags to my room.
Whichever you prefer.
I'd prefer my service skeleton. I don't know. Solomon King seems to be getting friendly with one of the workers, and he's not the sort to know the good type of people.
Only the best.
No, no, he knows the good type of people right before they have a fall.
Unexpected. Completely unexpected fall.
But I will wander over to Solomon and go, oh, someone you know?
Oh, yeah, this is Samuel. He introduced me to my ex-wife.
Is that the third or fourth?
I thought that was the fifth.
I get confused so easily.
Was it the fifth?
That was the third and second.
Samuel just gives you the thumbs up and nods to your companions and says, "Oh, just keep an eye out, Solomon. I'll see you around. Gotta get to work.
Make that dollar. Take care."
So where does he work?
He's good people. Currently here.
Is he good people, Solomon? Is that a true statement at all?
Depends on what you consider good. I mean, what is good, man, and evil? Think about it.
Is he actually... my question is he actually a person, or is he of a certain persuasion?
Oh, he's said to be a very handsome human. At least that's what he looked like.
Keep your mind open, man, about personhood.
And I saw a succubi at a party that looked human as well.
Yeah, right? You gotta keep your mind open about personhood and its definitions, man. It's 2019. Come on.
Is he human?
Oh, God, no.
God, no? As in he's... Is this like a weird angelic plane?
Oh, that's funny. Oh, you're serious? No, it's hell, ninth level.
Oh.
I'm a Lucifer himself. Probably, you know, a couple clicks over that ridge over there.
Wait, isn't this supposed to be the one for traitors?
Could be. I'm not up on my classics.
So, is there something that we ought to know about the Ninth Circle of Hell, Solomon?
Yeah, man, it's Party Central this week, come on!
Oh, man. Oh, Solomon.
Quick question. If we die in hell, does our soul get stuck here, or do we get go somewhere and follow the normal procedures?
That's a very good question. Could put a paper about that. Have to do some actual, like, field work.
Weren't you an evil overlord?
Yeah.
Don't you belong here?
No. Don't you know God is all about for forgiveness? So after every deed, I always ask for forgiveness.
I don't think that's how that works, but I'm not a master of contracts, so...
I just make sure to regularly go once a month, ask for forgiveness for all the blasphemy I may have committed.
I'm gonna go ahead with big old confident no. That's not how that works.
Well, that's why I'm trying not to die.
Yeah. So you should be concerned about dying anyways. But, Solomon?
Yeah.
So, like, have you been here before?
Not here, no.
Oh, okay. So there's no, like, relevant facts of things that if I start to hear this, I should run screaming for the door? How do I get out of here, by the way?
I'm assuming the same way we got in, through that portal over there. Well, probably.
Yeah, you see no portal over there.
Oh, it's gone. Well, I'm sure there'll be a way out.
Oh,
hey, man, just stay. I mean, look, just, I think I'm sure if we just stay on the resort grounds, we'll be fine. It's a resort. You want to have repeat business. That's capitalism, man. We are in hell.
I mean, I start to panic a little inside.
Right. Well, people seem to be having a good time around you. As people are getting checked in and being told where their rooms are, there are some concierge that are roaming around with trays of hot beverages, snacks, etc.
I'm going to enjoy myself, and I'm going to try and find someone I suspect is from the Foresight Department, and I'm going to try and ingratiate myself with them and not get any heavy drinking.
Well, how would you know someone from the Foresight Department? You never actually...
I look at the badges and I start asking people. Like, I start identifying badges like, oh, that guy I know is part of this department. Like, that guy's part of veterinary because I owe him a favor. And so, obviously, that badge represents veterinary.
All right, so you're doing a little badge snooping as you're going around. You're not seeing anyone from that department. The other thing you're noticing is...
Oh, gosh.
Everyone here is from Pigsmoke. You were expecting that since your badge actually told what university you came from, that there might be more than one university present, but there's no one here except for your own faculty.
The panic level is slowly rising.
The panic level is not slowly rising. The panic level's at an 8 out of 10. The only reason it's not a 10 is no one's dead yet. Keyword there, yet.
Yep.
I'm going to start nervously asking about, you know, has anyone seen anyone from the Foresight Department here?
You get a lot of shrugs. A few people say, oh, I've heard they're around. No one seems to know anyone specifically from the department, though.
Are they just like a department that... Are they like a myth? They don't actually exist. Because I've never seen someone from the department.
Well, they graduate people every year out of the department.
Do they really? Are those actually real people?
Oh, yeah. They, you know, they do the walk and they get their certs and everything.
But do the professors ever make public, like when they do the graduation, do they have a professor from the department there?
That you've ever seen?
God damn it.
Oh, you ladies stay here and start quaking and shaking. I'm going to go check in my room and see who my roomie is.
All right, so you are on the 34th floor.
Out of curiosity, the 13th floor labeled on the elevator?
No, because even in hell there are superstitions.
All right, just curious.
But there are 666 floors.
I'd be disappointed if there was not.
Is it actually 666, or is the 13th just not accessible to the public?
Don't know. You just don't know. So you're on the 34th floor, and as you open up each of the suites, it's just that. It's very nice. It's got a very spacious bedroom, very nice king-size mattress that overlooks the hellscape beyond, and these nice picture windows. There is a little office area. There's even a little kitchen. The bathtub is spacious. It's pretty nice.
It's nice.
The honor bar is a full bar instead of just little bottles in a refrigerator.
I still want to pay hotel prices. I'll wait for the open bar downstairs or wherever.
Yeah. And you do have the television that's networked into the hotels, like it. So it's basically an advertisement board. You know, you touch screen so you can enter food. It tells you what things are going on. There are some ski lessons, and there's free skiing if you're already experienced with it. There are hot springs that you can use, saunas, various things, full gym. So there are some concerts planned through the week as well, and the whole itinerary is there on your screen for you.
I am curious on two things. A, what cable stations they have here now, and B, who's playing?
Fox, that's all. Concert. Just Fox.
Oh, it is hell. and who's playing at the concerts?
Oh, various bands. Actually, you might be familiar with some of these, having knowing your way around down here. They're all locals.
Locals to Pigsmoke or local to hell?
Oh, local to hell, of course.
All dead people?
All dead people.
All right, that's like Lemmy and Dio. And
are you kidding? They ascended into a different plane.
Even better. Very good. That's the right answer.
All right, what are the rest of you guys doing? You're left in the lobby as Solomon goes up an elevator.
Given that I was one of the first people through, I want to start seeing if I can't basically kind of cataloging people. So that way, when certain people stop showing up, I'm going to know that it's happening.
Easy enough. I mean, you don't personally know all the staff of Pigsmoke, but you have, rubbed shoulders here and there. You've seen them in other meetings. I mean, this is the full staff of Pigsmoke, except for, there's one certain college that no one actually knows who the professors are.
Mm-hmm. Except for the foresight department. I wonder if they just, decided to go incognito.
But yeah, these are all familiar faces here. You're not seeing anyone new. I mean, other than the hotel staff.
Mm-hmm.
Steinwick, okay. The indiscriminate, has basically taken two of the serving carts from the concierge department, and he's just, his own private buffet.
Okay, well, then I'll go take my my medical assistant and go upstairs.
All right, so as she is your medical assistant, you and Nimue are sharing a room.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
You are on the 34th floor. Again, the room is as was described to Solomon. Very spacious. Just the single bed, though.
I don't really think that's a problem for me. Problem for her?
Let's see.
If it is,
just stay on your side. You don't snore, do you?
1 foot on the floor.
No, of course not. Of course not.
Okay, well, she immediately takes over the bathroom.
Yeah, that was going to happen.
As you're bumping around, you stick your head out, and you're kind of out of the room looking around. You notice that Solomon is actually one door across from you as he is checking out. You've got a little dial on your door that says, privacy or open so that the maid servers can come in or stay away if you want them to stay away.
Mm-hmm. I'll go knock.
Oh, no, you see each other. Like, he's peeking out at the same time you do.
I wave a nod and I say, thanks, Solomon.
Hey, no problem. Finger guns.
Yep.
I say finger guns as I give the finger guns.
Yep. So, you mind if we kind of plan our evening together? So that way I do what you do?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Let's get Seymour in this as well, because it's important to me that he survives.
So, Seymour, do you eventually go up the elevators, or are you doing anything?
Yeah, I go up the elevators. I go to my room, figuring out where it is.
Okay, well, then while you are talking to each other across the hall from one another, you see Seymour come up the elevator with his luggage. He is a couple of doors down from you guys on Solomon's side.
Something I do out of curiosity is I kind of whip out my phone and see if I actually have reception in L.
No, but you do have Wi-Fi.
Oh, that's I have access to the internet?
Yes, of course. I mean, who else invented the internet? Duh.
It's just all the comment section, though.
I kind of do a quick search to see, if I have limited access, I'm limited to what I can watch.
Oh, no, not at all. it does have the, you know, sign in to the hotel's Wi-Fi thing. And once you're in, you know, you've got standard Wi-Fi. You can actually make calls on your phone with, you know, like Google or whatever else. But your cell phone actually isn't showing that you've got any cells nearby.
I just wish that for once we didn't have to we did have to endure this. All right, so we're going to all right.
I mean, you're the one that took up the forbidden arts, man.
You're showing that tonight at 8. It's now 6. There was a time dilation. Like, you came in, you went through the rift at 9 a.m., but all the clocks are telling you that it is now 6 p.m. At 8 is the dinner. Solomon, yeah, that's not unusual, the time dilation thing.
It's just like flying to Japan.
Except, you know, what with the hell, Scape? And the demons.
And you've been to LAX?
Does that mean it's now inappropriate to say what? It's now perfectly appropriate to go, what the hell?
It's also kind of worrying about all the times I used when hell freezes over.
You didn't know one of the layers of hell was frozen?
Yeah, you got a lot of debts to pay.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a common misconception to think that all of hell is on fire. It's a mixture.
You know, there are things in my life that I didn't have to know about. Maybe I slept through the summoning and binding courses.
I only vaguely remember them because they were useful with regards to the undead. Also, Father said it was always good, or Father or Grandfather mentioned, it's always good to understand just in case you have to deal with one of those entities. Although it was recommended you avoid dealing with them because generally they'll try to betray you and will follow the letter, not the spirit of most contracts.
Grandpa's a wise man.
No, funny thing about those courses.
The essence of the problem with summoning and binding is only the idiots go into it because...
No.
That's clearly untrue.
There are legitimate purposes, especially if you can go for one of the more neutral entities rather than going with just straight demons and devils.
You want to be a dirty little fence setter, yeah.
I mean, like...
Use a side, man.
Thinking about it long term, you're going to die. So therefore, the demons are going to get your soul.
It's a funny thing about those courses. The summoning course is always, you know, one-to-one. There's a few number of students and a lot of staff. But the binding courses are always like 600 packed students in an auditorium with a monotone speaking professor. Funny that.
Hey, I'll be glad to do some refresher courses if you guys want.
Yes, actually, now that it comes to it.
How not to die in hell?
Yeah.
Get a good paper out of it.
I've already got my own paper topics I'm working on. Hopefully I'll hear good things.
I guess now I do need to pay attention to this.
Just think of it this way. Even devils and demons have minds.
Do they, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
One other interesting fact about the rooms in the bedside tables, you know, you open the little drawer, and there, they still have Gideon Bibles.
This cats get everywhere, man.
I mean, you
know. Even if they have Gideon Bibles.
Hmm. All right, well.
Oh, God.
I'm going to the bar. We got 2 hours before dinner. I'm going to have a little apres-vis.
I'm going to avoid drinking on this trip, or at least heavy drinking, because I'd rather not accidentally say something that makes a deal with some type of demon.
I'm grabbing Naomi, and we're following Solomon this entire way. Also, we're going to be following Solomon, okay, Mortimer?
Yeah, sure. I don't mind following Solomon, except when he gets back to his room. Especially if he's got some lady companion.
Damn right.
Or something that looks like a lady companion.
Hey, man. Don't judge. She says she's a lady, she's a lady.
I'm not interested in succubi.
I judge. I'm a...
That's just narrow thoughts. What are you, a monk?
I just don't want... It's the tail. It's the tail that gets to me.
tail gets to me too. Anyway. Bar.
All right. How does everybody dress? And do you take your IDs?
I dress nicely, and I am never losing that badge.
Yep, that badge is never coming off, even when I sleep. And I dress to the nines.
I dress well because it's supposed to be a formal dinner, I think, is what you said.
Yeah, actually, if you look at the itinerary, it is indeed a formal dinner. Nimue has packed well. She has several dresses that she has laid out, chooses one, and accompanies you. Nice, skimpy black number.
Classic.
Yep.
I make sure I dress nicely since it's formal.
Little black dress.
That little black dress.
Narrow charcoal suit.
There you go.
Red accents.
All right, so yeah, the bar is happening. It's laid out so that it's kind of like a hub of a wheel. So it's a complete circle, and there are several bartenders in the middle. It's got these lights and crystals that hang from the ceiling, and it just alcohol is being dispensed. Any food and beverage, except for what you order for room service, is part of the university's fare. So everybody did the smart thing and did not get into their honor bars and are doing all their drinking down here.
I try to find any, actually I look around and see if, are there any teachers that survived the purge here?
No, there were no teachers that survived the purge except for you guys. Well, the one of you, did we decide that Solomon was, he was here a semester before, but he wasn't part of the purge because he was away? I think we decided one of your characters was here longer.
This is my first year here.
This is my first year as well. It might have been the indiscriminate.
I think it was. Yeah, it was.
That sounds like...
Yeah, so no teachers survived the purge. There were staff that survived the purge, but no teachers survived the purge.
So no one's been to one of these events before. Yay.
Yeah, I taught at the community college beforehand. Broom something.
Does anyone know if it's been a year since the purge happened?
Very intuitive.
You know, I'm starting to think this might be one of those where I shouldn't have gotten what I wanted. Oh well. You know.
You are seeing some new faces down here now. Hobnobbing with the rest of the Pink Smoke staff are apparently some salesmen that are, you know, treating people to samples of some items or trying to get Pink Smoke to sign off on some new textbooks, some new learning aids, the newest thing in virtual teaching, et cetera, et cetera. There's also a guy peddling Red Bull.
There's always a guy peddling Red Bull.
I kind of lean over and whisper into Solomon's ear. Is that a human selling the Red Bull, or is that really going to give you wings?
What's the matter?
Yes, because that actually probably not for me. I don't really like Red Bull. It tastes horrible.
You don't drink it for the taste, man.
But I plan on going to sleep after this.
Oh, then you do not want to drink any of that.
Exactly.
Unless you mix it with liberal amounts of vodka and cranberry.
So again, there's music playing over the intercoms. It's just it's classical music of some sort, but it's very muted. You really can't make it out. It's just pleasing. Nature sounds are being piped through. You hear the sounds of birds again. Swaying branches, that sort of thing, all just to make this calming atmosphere. It's fairly loud with all the people talking and drinking. The staff is very much in abundance, but are very good at what they do, so you don't really notice them that much, except for when you need something and they just happen to be there, glass in hand.
No one from other schools?
If I don't see anyone from other schools, I'm going to be kind of asking around to see if anyone actually knows anyone from the Foresight Department and start, like, asking, like, this is a real weird mystery. Like, I don't think I've ever met a professor from the department. Have you?
Some of them claim to have run into the professors, but they can't remember names.
Do they remember at least looks?
Oh, yeah. Nondescript height, nondescript hair color, nondescript eye color.
Maybe is there male, anyone from the department not. Here?
Right now? Well, you can spend some time hobnobbing around, looking at IDs and such if you want. That's fine.
I'll do that.
They've all got several dots in the arcane merit.
Okay, so you're doing that. What are the rest of you guys doing?
I'm actually looking around and like leading conversation towards if we're going to have other universities here.
Yes, actually, a couple of the people have heard that there is another university attending, but they have you guys staggered, so they'll come in a couple of days.
Okay.
Just because the conference room scheduling is a little off. So this was Monday. This is Monday evening. So the next college will show up Wednesday.
Gotcha.
And this is a full week affair. You won't be leaving until Sunday.
Oh, okay. So you're still Saturday still.
Yep.
All right.
So are you guys doing anything in the meantime? If not, we'll go to dinner.
I'm going to ask Naomi, hey, do you remember when the last purge was?
No. I was staff at the time, but I worked in the archive, so I really didn't pay much attention to the going on. I mean, you know, it was all over the news, but I don't really have any personal attachment to that. I didn't really know any of the professors then.
Do you know if there are any staff around? Do you see what you remember from that time? Maybe they could help us out.
Oh, yeah, sure. Some of the staff took professor positions when they were short.
Yeah.
I'll go mingle. I'll see what I can find out. What do you want to know?
I just want to know if, you know, when it happened and if it was roughly maybe a year ago and maybe... Is this a cyclical thing? Or?
Well, there's always been staff going missing. Of course, the official proclamations have always been that they just didn't renew contracts or they've taken jobs elsewhere. Last year was the first time that, well, they all went away. And there was some scandal over it that the university paid heavily to keep quiet. I do remember that. But that would have been the first year that anything like that's happened. They wouldn't do it again this year, would they? Certainly not. She looks a little worried.
I mean, you know, might be a concern.
Well, I'll go and do some scouting, dear. She kind of pats you on the cheek a bit and... goes and mingles.
I start looking at my composure is starting to crack.
Okay, Seymour, you are going around checking badges, etc. Same thing as in the lobby earlier. You're not seeing anybody from the Foresight Department, but all the other departments are represented.
I kind of like. I'm just kind of mingling, asking around whether anyone's seen anyone from the department there, because I thought it was supposed to be an all-department thing, you know?
Yeah, it's an all-professor thing, but everyone is there.
Well, there are professors of their department.
Yeah, exactly. So they're all here, except for no one seeing any Foresight members.
I'm going to head back to... After that, I'm gonna kind of go over to Galahad and say... After we eat, I'm going to tell Galahad, I don't see anyone from the Foresight Department. I'm heading back up after we eat. Is this before or after the formal dinner?
This is before.
Okay, after the formal dinner. I'm going back to my room and my skeleton.
You know, I don't know if you're going to be safe in the room. I don't think the room's going to keep us safe. I think if we stick around King, he's smart enough to help. We're probably going to need that help. So I think King and us work well together as a team.
Okay, then I'll stick with King, except a little bit of a distance.
I mean, you know, you just don't want to
watch him hit on coworkers and demons.
I mean, there's no students around here, so we should be fine.
I look at him with an incredulous look. You underestimate Solomon King.
Of course I do. It's part of the fun. See, if you goad him, he goes to even greater heights. It's great.
But what happens if you goat him? You know, sacrifice a goat to him. Do you think he'll go to even greater heights than that? I mean, it seems like something that might be appropriate for someone of the summoning and binding. It might be part of some ritual.
So while you guys are talking, Nimue comes back and she hands you a glass. And she is partaking one of herself. She says, I have confirmation. There is the Department of Foresight is here. Kind of.
Please.
Well, it seems that much like how Solomon wrangled me an invitation here using the, the bureaucracy of the departments, it seems like the Foresight Department has figured out a way to wrangle safety of their own. They have set a gestalt personality here. It's one guy that contains all of them. But apparently it counts for the credits.
I love them. They're smarter than all of us.
But yeah, people have seen him around. I'm sure he'll be at all the mandatory meetings.
I'm gonna drain my drink in one solid motion, and then I'm gonna hold it out so that someone can fill it.
Oh yeah, you just extend your arm and you look again, and your glass is full. The staff is really good.
Yep, I say that I'm gonna enjoy myself. Do you dance?
Of course.
Yep. We're gonna do a tango.
All right. You can just say that Galahad knows how to tango. That is fine.
Of course. Callahan's a master of illusion.
Oh, so even if he doesn't know how to tango, he knows how to tango.
Exactly. So long as it's a formal occasion, Galahad never screws anything up.
This is an opportunity. Do you want to use magic to make yourself do that well? Or do you just do that well? I mean, you could just say you do that well.
I'm going to say I do that well.
Okay.
I've been practicing. This is one of my big moments.
All right, very good. You are the lead pair that kind of breaks the ice, and several others pair off and enter the dance floor as well. The music seems to shift to accommodate your preferences, and so you've got a nice little tango beat that's being played over the speakers. Mm-hmm. Looking down, you notice you guys have we'll just go to the dinner. You enjoy yourselves, dancing, drinking, whatever. There is a gong sound, and there is an intercom message saying that conference room A is open for dinner, and people start filing in that direction. You see several waiters are bringing in steaming platters and trays as well as you're going.
Mm-hmm.
There are seat assignments. You notice that people are referring to the back of their badges. There's actually a lot of information on the back of the badges, including seating for not just the formal dinner tonight, but for the classes as well. That wasn't there before. You're pretty sure of that.
Can't wait until a chestburster comes out of one of these.
I shake my head. That's not the way it works. And as you hear a crunching sound of someone probably working on crab legs or something.
So you are all seated at the same table. There's actually an extra seat there, and a tallish, well, actually a very tall, about a 6'5", 6'6", man, well dressed, black tuxedo, very fine gray pinstriping, bow tie, slick back. Black hair. What is really distinguishing about him, though, other than just his height, is the pale purple glow from his eyes.
The Foresight Department member.
Yep, he bows to you guys. He looks at each one of you and says, "Oh, Galahad, Mr. Mortimer the Third, Mr. King."
I like how you refer to them as Mr. and me just by my first name.
We have, or will have, history past. I know you. You're a dick.
Hey, I'm gonna continue to have history. Yay.
That's a good sign.
Hey, it could be worse. It could be something complicated like time travel and alternate timelines. No offense.
I mean, it's when you don't have history that you're in a bad way.
Let me have all of you guys just make a basic roll for me.
That nothing inspires confidence, except with the GM request for a basic roll.
Roll 20's being...
Oh, wow.
Wow, Nibiru's got the best.
Yeah, she kind of nudges you, Galahad, after she stands and shakes hands with... actually, he just says, "Refer to me as the Foresight Department."
Ah. Well, Foresight Department...
So she smiles, and she keeps a smile on her face, and she sits down, and she nudges you, still with a smile on her face, and she says, "Galahad, he's heavily armed."
Ah.
Hey, did we ever get a roll from... No, we didn't get a roll from King.
Yeah, roll 20 is being dumb for me. Hold on, I'm trying to get it back up ring.
Yeah, you're welcome to roll dice if you want.
Yeah, I'll do that. That's a 7.
All right, yeah, so it's just Nemu that...
Well, you know.
So, is there? I have to ask because you're the. This is your specialty. Is there anything we should be worried about on this trip?
Oh yes, all of you die, but it's okay. It gets better.
Wait,
what?
When you say it gets better, do you mean it gets better as in we come back from death, or it gets better for you?
Kind of shrugged and says, it's a fine line.
What do you mean we die?
You know, we can't see everything clearly. You know, when things branch off, and there are certain eventualities that are more likely than others, but 100% you're all going to die. But good chance that works out anyway.
How do we... Is there any, like, even a 0.01% chance we don't die?
No, you all die.
Oh, that doesn't fill me with confidence.
We've already been poisoned, haven't we?
Oh, no, it's not poison, no. Well, Solomon, I'm surprised you haven't keyed them in. This is the Ninth Circle.
Yeah?
Treachery?
Oh.
Yeah, some of you will die by each other's hands, some of you will die... alone and afraid, and some of you will just get blown up, but you all die.
I'm looking at my companions with sudden suspicion now, narrow-eyed.
I look at the Foresight Department, and I go, "Oh, and how many of our deaths are because of you?"
Oh, it's okay. I mean, I don't make it out either. We all drew lots. One body had to be here. So, yeah, he shrugs. I'm okay with it.
I'm surprisingly not okay with this.
So, when you said... Oh, all right. Well, you know, I was going to say I don't believe in this crap, but then I realized that... Yeah, I do.
What, magic? Yeah, sure. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Can you at least give us a hint when all the violence begins so we can prepare ourselves?
Oh, well, the violence has already started.
Oh.
Huh?
Okay, so guys. Well, we're going to stick together as a team. We managed to make it this far through some pretty horrific things, right?
Do you think you could get Lucifer on our side?
No, that's...
Foresight guy is just shaking his head. No. This is when Galahad was speaking, you know, when he's saying, "Stick by your sides," and he's shaking his head.
Listen, Mr. Foresight, or Foresight Department, sorry.
Would it be Mr. Department?
I didn't want to assume gender. Anyways.
Okay, Yeah. What is your preferred gender pronoun?
Well, the body's Bob. Bob's male.
So it's fine if we call you Mister?
No, just Foresight Department is fine. So, Foresight.
So, okay.
Foresight Department. The bottom line is that I understand that not everything that you tell us is necessarily the truth, because by you telling us, it causes, you know, changes.
Yep. He taps the side of his nose like, got it, won.
Yep. So therefore, you giving us this warning is very critical to us either us dying or us living. So as to not, you know, go down like a punk ass, you know, I'm going to go down swinging. So guys, we're going to all stick together and we're going to all rise and triumph as one.
All right, because I would never betray you guys.
Oh, gosh.
I look at him and I go, you really said that, didn't you?
What? You don't trust me?
Okay, can I have the contract, please? Will you guarantee you will not betray us, written in triplicate and in your own blood?
No.
Exactly. I trust Galahad not to stab me in the back. I trust you to stick with me so long as it is to your benefit, and then when a demon gives you an offer to betray us that's really good, you to consider it for a little bit, then say, no, you should have given me a better offer, as you stab him when he looks the other way.
And you said you didn't pay attention to summoning and binding class.
So, Mr. King understands that if he doesn't let me get out alive, then that office that we share is going to turn into a very bad place. So.
It's to my benefit to not betray you. Also, you know, friendship, camaraderie, that kind of thing. School spirit, rah-rah.
I can't die here. I still owe favors to Mr. Spade.
To break in for just a moment. So as you're seated, in front of you, there's like a placard, and you're supposed to figure out if you want the meat, the fish, or the vegetarian dish. The Foresight Department goes for the vegetarian.
I go with the vegetarian dish. I don't want to. I figured I was going with vegetarian in hell. I don't want to know what the meat is.
Have you? Really? Because, you know, E. coli has been spreading through romaine and everything right now, so I'm going to go with the meat. Been a while since we had a listeria problem of good old-fashioned meat.
It just says meat. It doesn't say type or from what animal.
Yeah, should be safe.
That's...
What were the options? Meat, fish? Fish, at least?
Meat, fish, or veg?
I'll go with veg because I'm a bit... I don't want to know what meat is. And fish? There are too many poisonous fishes.
I said, after the last hummus recall, I'm not going with the veg. I saw an airplane, so I'm not going with the fish.
So meat's the way to go.
Nimu also chooses meat.
See?
Foresight doesn't seem to make any comment to your decisions.
I'll switch to the fish.
He shakes his head slowly when you do
I that. Go with the veg, then.
All right, so you guys can continue to talk, but as you're doing so, after everyone seems to have made their choices, the meal is being served.
I try and see at another table someone who ordered fish.
Oh, yeah, I'm absolutely watching everyone else.
Yeah, there are a few people that ordered the fish. So the speaker, this is set up in, again, a round. They apparently like rounds here. There's a break at one, the top of it, so someone can kind of enter the center. And the mouth of the dean, dressed in, a very old-style suit. He's got spats on, and he's got a walking cane. He's wearing the same kind of hat that the dean now seems to wear everywhere, comes and says, well, Another year has gone by the university, and we're here to celebrate as well as to earn our continuing educational credits mandated by the university. Enjoy your meals. Afterwards, there will be a brief presentation about what the rest of the week will entail. There will be some breakout sessions. Quite a bit of information will be thrown at you. Hopefully, much of it will stick. He gives a smile to that. Your leisure time is your own. There are many, many adventurous and more mundane things to be had in the resort. Feel free to avail yourself of all of them, but remember, please keep your name badges on you at all times. Thank you.
I was going to say, enjoy your meals. They shall be your last.
I'm more curious about the things that are going to get thrown at us, quite literally.
All right, so yeah, the meal is served. There's a lot of talking around the table. Drinks are freely flowing. The food that's put in front of you is very lavish. It smells great.
Looking over, what's the fish?
It seems to be some kind of poached trout. The people that are eating it seem to be enjoying it just fine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I continue with my veg.
Guess I should ask what the meat looks like.
It's steak.
All right.
Oh, it's not pork?
Nope.
So you're saying it's not long pork?
It looks like steak.
Looks like
steak eaten.
You don't see any traps.
All right, well,
Well, we're tucking in then.
The veggie dishes are, you know, quite plentiful with various types of root and tuber veggies, lots of different greens, well assembled, and there's a nice different sauces and chutneys that are also there, along with very different types of cheeses and breads as well. It's kind of, you know, it's a good sample of various things. Everyone seems to be enjoying food. About 10 minutes in, Foresight takes out his watch, looks at it, and starts doing a countdown, 3, with his fingers.
One. Okay, I tense up.
Yeah, I stop eating.
And he pulls an umbrella.
Eating mid-chew.
He pulls an umbrella out of his suit. And
I dive for underneath the umbrella.
Unfolds it. As the people that were eating the fish suddenly become violently ill. Projectile vomiting, etc. Much of it comes your way, which the umbrella... So... Foresight safe and Seymour, you ducked behind it, is safe. Solomon, you were saying you were about to do something just as he was counting down. What were you doing?
Oh, I was like freezing mid-chew as he started counting down.
All right, in which case, Galahad, Solomon, and Numiu are just blasted with this projectile vomit from all sides.
Hmm.
Dry clean only.
This is dry clean only. This is monstrous.
This is I push my plate away from me. Like, all right, I think I'm done.
It's too bad. It was very good.
I know. I'm really upset.
Black Angus. You're pretty sure.
I think I might start. All right.
What, vomiting?
I try to resist the urge of vomiting to the side as I smell and vomit everywhere.
All one big barfarama.
So, yes, yeah, so it does create an effect, a chain effect for those that are watching.
I will casually, but decisively walk out of the dining room.
I am not doing that because King, Mr. King.
Oh, it's kind of a gauntlet, isn't it?
Yes. And in addition, there was the mention of some lessons immediately after this. So you might miss something that is potentially critical. This might be one of their clearing methods.
Look at you suspiciously and sit back down.
So the staff is out. Helping people, cleaning up what they can, etc. Some apologies are made. Apparently, the fish was not from a plane that was compatible with the human digestion system.
Really?
An error that was made. The cook will be dismembered at dawn. Excuses notwithstanding. Apologies.
Is there any reaction to the dismemberment comment?
I guess I don't need to put this Yelp review in.
So I wonder...
How the hell do you find... I'm trying to figure out how you look up Ninth Circle of L on Yelp.
Why do you think they call it Yelp?
Nice.
What?
The people are fine. They just suffered some rather immediate food poisoning and are taken aside. And they do have a very robust health service here. So they're being taken care of. New food is brought out. The place is cleaned quickly. And dinner continues.
I continue eating. Thankfully.
Most people don't.
Yeah, I don't.
Foresight does. He continues on. He ordered the meat.
I don't know when my next meal's going to be. And I also want a good final meal.
Yep. So dinner's cleared. Dessert trays are brought out along with hot beverages, either cocoa, tea, or coffee. And the mouth of the dean again approaches. And there is a projection surface that everyone is able to see around the circle round that's projected above his head, showing the itinerary for the week. You will have 6 hours worth of education every day, including Sunday, all the way through. But outside of those 6 hours, again, your time is your own. Some topics that will be covered in this week's courses include new teaching methods for each of the departments. Those will be breakout sessions. Some of these sessions are combined with all the departments there, going over new policies, new rules, new legislations, etc. Of course, there is another yearly presentation on, the nonviolence, non-death contracts, where basically you as staff and as professors aren't allowed to kill, dismember, torture, or otherwise harass students. And of course, relationships with students completely out as well.
I'm just imagining that breakout session.
It's a 30-minute course. It's perfunctory.
Sorry, I'm just imagining the Foresight Department's breakout session where it's just the Foresight Department standing there.
Pretty much. Oh, yeah, so there's a lot of it. The six-hour session is broken up. Three two-hour segments where you'll have time to use a restroom and have a meal between each one. But otherwise, it's pretty consistent from noon to six every day. Hell Central Time, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Not a Hell Mean Time?
All right.
Only the first level observes Mean Time.
So... And then once that's done?
That's it. You're free to continue eating, enjoy your desserts, whatever, until... Tomorrow noon is the first session combined, and then after that, it'll be breakout sessions for each of your colleges.
All right. Well, then let's go get changed.
Yes. I'm going to change into something and make sure I stick with my service skeleton.
All right. So I think it's rather critical.
You're lucky that didn't trigger your sonic diarrhea.
No one. Yes, what a horrific thing it is, you chick. I mean, so no one. So let's create our own little. Once we're up.
Yes, and when we're in a, and I kind of lean over quietly, whispers like, and when we're in a private area that has been looked over and warded by King, who could look over for obvious things. We can come up with some type of code to indicate we are who we say we are, because I don't want to be betrayed by someone who's not me.
Yes. Yes, that would be... Yes. And then not...
Betraying yourself, perfectly fine.
We do it all the time. What we call my sitting. That's how we end up.
Well, sometimes it's the long game where you play mind games. You should know that, Galahad, where you set up the trick where you have memories hit you where you're actually betraying yourself because the whole plan was for you to fail.
Yeah, that sounds like it's one of these. All right, let's get that one done. Yeah, we're gonna set up some.
We're gonna go up to Solomon's King's room, where hopefully he can set up some type of privacy thing or something for Hell.
So, how do you do that?
That's a very good question.
Can't you bind the sound into the room?
Oh, yeah, that's actually where we need the indiscriminates. He'll tell you that explosions, it sounds just a series of slight explosions.
And then he can explode the words after they get out of her ears.
Mr. The Indiscriminate is here. He's just snubbing you guys.
Yeah.
Well, he's indiscriminately ignoring us.
he got that spell. I might have bind his tongue together so that way he couldn't speak anymore. He kept just shouting explosions.
Well, we go to Solomon King's room and we pretend like we actually have privacy as we do a quick search for bugs. Both literal and metaphorical.
Okay, just everybody go ahead and do this just as a delving deeper role.
What type of role?
Delving deeper.
Oh, what's that?
Plus research.
Oh.
I mean, anti-scrying magic is pretty basic, so...
They didn't tell me there would have to be research involved.
I asked the very simple question of, are there any bugs in the... Are there any listening devices in the room?
Yes. Yes, there are. Solomon, what do you want to know?
There are listening devices in the room, I say, as I've delved deeper. Someone else can ask a different question.
Who do they transmit to?
A central security office in the tower here. And Galahad?
Is there a way to turn them off or remove them would be a good question.
But then the answer is going to be yes. So... that doesn't help.
What is the way to turn them off or remove them?
How do you turn them off?
You can also you can look at the list of questions if that helps you, or you can just declare something as well.
Yeah, I will. Would a circle of salt prevent the transmission?
No.
I mean, do they look like magical things, or do they look like actual, like electrical?
Okay, so this is outside of the question.
Since we found them, I'm asking.
Yeah, you found them, you look at them, they're actually high-tech. They're not magical in the least, which is why your salt circle is not going to work.
I'm going to mute myself a little bit as I have Doggy distracting me.
Do you want to hex them?
Could. I wish I had a... We could just run the microwave this entire time, and or you could just like yank them out or snip the wires like this.
No, that's not. Yeah, look, we'll just look. We'll talk what we need to talk about tomorrow. We're gonna go skiing, early morning skiing, so that way we get our fun in a little early tomorrow, and then we'll. Then we'll discuss things out there, okay?
Yeah. That sounds like a better idea.
Hopefully they didn't record this entire conversation we just had.
Well, they did. That's all right. They just know that we know.
They know that we know that they know. But then we have to worry, though, because of what they're going to use with the knowledge that they know that we know that they know that we know.
All right, well...
Well, good night, gentlemen. And I am definitely not going to set up any protections in my room to make sure to watch for someone who's trying to kill me in the middle of the night. Nope, definitely not going to do that. I wink.
I'm just going to stick him here in this potted plant under the under the dirt. That should insulate it pretty nice.
Yeah, this is the Night Circle of Hell. Come on, man. They're going to have some artistry to the murders. They're not. It's not like there's just going to be a bunch of slashers running
You're
around.
You're right. And plus, it's, as he mentioned, it's treachery. So one of you is going to kill me in my sleep. Or more likely, my skeleton's going to try to kill me in my sleep.
Yeah, I would bet it's going to be your skeleton. Because it's going to be the thing that you're thinking is going to protect you.
Glad I'm going to bed alone.
Yep, that's like the peace de resistance of treachery.
But I already know self-protection against skeletons. If he tries to go after me, eh.
I mean, you know.
Eh, I deserved it.
You know what? I don't think a skeleton's going to attack you. Do you know why? Why? Do you know why? Because he ain't got the guts. Get out of my room!
Plus, if he attacks me, he's gonna have to report. He's gonna have to explain it to his boss when he gets back.
All right, I get out of the room.
I go to my room.
Is anyone actually going to erect some kind of protection or anything else in their rooms?
That's not a bad idea.
I'm going to explain to my skeleton what's going on and tell him and ask him kindly, please don't stab me and be on the lookout for someone who's trying to sneak into the room.
Well, A-okay for number two. Number one, I can't promise.
I understand. I'll give you...
Well, you might ask me to stab you, in which case I'd have to stab you, sir.
Can you make sure it's actually me and not someone pretending to be me?
How would we do that?
When I was looking for devices in the other room, was there any video recording or is it all audio?
Oh, it's both video and audio.
Okay. I am going to, I kind of get really close making sure to cover angles where I figured out the devices were in the other room. And kind of like, I will show this sign, and if you don't see me give that sign when I say the order to kill me, don't do it while we're here on this trip. This order will...
Gotcha, boss. No problem.
Okay. Hopefully I won't have to give you the order to kill me.
We can only hope, sir. We can only hope.
I just ignore the ambiguity of that answer of which one he's hoping for and look for my more heavy-duty robes that I probably packed.
Those will be the Kevlar robes that you...
Yes, the Kevlar-lined robe.
All right, so how about Galahad? Is he erecting any defenses or doing anything special?
No, I'm going to sleep on the couch.
Nemu is. Give me a second.
Oh, wow.
She's more competent.
To be frank, she is.
I mean, she rolled a 12 earlier.
You really should have allowed her to have her own damn department.
She set up a time loop, so it's just going to keep replaying the scene of you walking into the room a few moments ago, and that's all the cameras or the audio is going to pick up.
I would like to point out, Mr. Mortis, I actually was trying to argue for her department. That was other people.
Oh yeah. Well, I guess you need to take off your dress, and I need to take off my suit. So. I'll take the couch, you take the bed, and get up ready for an early morning tomorrow.
She gives you the nice little loving pat on your cheek.
Yep. It's important to be chivalrous, or else, you
set
know.
You up and you couldn't bring it home.
I'm named Galahad. I'm not Lancelot over here. I'm Galahad.
So how about Solomon? Do you do anything in particular?
So Solomon's like considering like various guardian demons he could summon here to guard him while he sleeps, but they've got me all bugabooed about the betrayal thing, so I'm going to go with out of my area of expertise and go with a basic, like, Harry Dresden-esque ward on the doors and entry points.
Okay, so you're just making a ward to let you know if anything comes in? But what does the ward do? Keep people out or warn you? Or both?
Having read through some of Vadis's theses and documents, there's going to be an explosion ward.
Okay, that works. Roll me some magic outside of your normal range.
So let's roll and take the less, right?
Yep, roll at disadvantage.
Yeah, disadvantage.
Roll three. Okay, yeah, roll three, take the lowest two. And there's actually a... Yeah, there's a negative one on this, so this should be fun.
I forgot, you have horrible sorcery.
Yeah, it's because my demon stuff I do with bureaucracy.
Which is why I thought your bureaucracy was better.
It's my second best. Alright, so that's a big old two.
Nice. I think that's a crit fail.
There's no such thing, but go ahead and mark, mark experience or failure.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I mean, there's some kind of resonance that's just not working. You have the idea that if you were to call upon your normal magics, that it would work really well. But outside of
well,
that...
Well, yeah, because they're right over... They live right over there next door.
Yep.
I'm just imagining, like, he does a summoning circle. He expects them to appear. They don't appear. Then he hears a knock at his door. Yeah, you called me?
Yeah, you guys got me all double-thinking myself with the whole betrayal thing. So... I don't want a sentient entity here right now. So instead, I will take the couch and I will shove it in front of the door.
All right, nice.
You guys hear a scrape, scrape, scrape echoing down the hallway. That'll keep the evil out.
Does it echo down the hallway? How good is the insulation?
No, actually, the rooms are really well insulated. Yeah, you don't hear anything. Oh, okay.
I was figured they would be.
So we'll go ahead and we'll end it there with you all sweating in your bedchambers, just waiting for the knife to fall. And we'll pick it up. We'll pick it up the next time, and maybe we will be able to grab our other faculty member.
Maybe we'll be indiscriminately in a better position.
Yes. All right. Thank you for running, Bert. It was fun. Bert. Good job with the foresight. That was real fun.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time, guys. Thanks a lot.
Take care, all.